Welcome to Retro Rewind. Get ready to dust off the VHS tapes and journey back in time with us. Whether you're a seasoned cinephile or a curious time traveler, our podcast is your portal to the past. So grab your welcome and adjust your tracking and let's dive into the world of Retro Rewind.
This week, We Don't Get Got by April Fool's Day, the 1986 dark comedy slash mystery slash slasher film starring Tom Wilson, Deborah Foreman, Griffin O'Neill, and a host of others. In this loosely reminiscent reimagining of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, a group of college friends gather at an island estate where one of them lives, only to be murdered one by one by someone that they are stuck on the island with. I recall seeing this one in the theater and loved it, but does the twist still hold up? Find out on our final episode of Flick Flops.
This is the final? Shit.
April Fool's.
Ah, you got me. My mouth was even open on that one. That was just stupid.
Okay. I forgot that I wrote that in there, to be honest with you. And I read it and I was like, oh, yeah.
And I was like, shit, was there a meeting I didn't attend, apparently?
Oh, yeah.
April Fool's Day, Gary. 1986, as you said. Yes. Rotten Tomatoes. 57 with the critics, 47 with the audience. Had a budget of $5 million. Came in at the box office at $13 million. Written by someone named Danilo Bach. Known mostly for Beverly Hills Cop. Uncredited on Someone to Watch Over Me, which I believe is, a Berenger flick?
Yeah.
And Escape Clause and something called 14 Hours. I'm not real familiar with the last two, but of course, he was the writer of Beverly Hills Cop, so a classic. And then subsequently, the sequels were based on characters that were created by
this person. Yeah, he's credited as creating the character.
Yeah. A few something to drink, wine, a cocktail, espresso.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I'll make it myself right back there with a little lemon twist. It's good. You should try it.
No, I'm fine.
I see you look at this piece.
Yeah, I was wondering how much something like this went for.
$130,000.
Get the fuck out of here!
No, I cannot. It's serious because it's very important piece.
Have you ever sold one of these?
Sell it yesterday to a collector.
Get the fuck out of here!
It's serious, I said it myself.
Yeah.
And then directed by Fred Walton, who mostly made made-for-TV films, and I didn't mention any of them because I just don't know anybody that actually remembers the titles of
TV movies,
made for TV films, except for, Blood on the Highway or, the after school special, Bobby Got Hooked on Pain Pills or something.
Hey. All right, I'm sorry. Look, forgive
Just
me, okay?
Grow up.
Hey, I am. I'm grown up.
Right.
I am. I'm
right.
Grown up. Hey, I'm off dope, too.
You're full of it.
Got some coke, though.
What are you doing?
Come on, give it back. Give it back.
No.
What are you doing? Maury. You know how much this stuff costs?
So that's it for the numbers. I mean, it made its money clearly. So that's a positive, right?
Yeah.
I think the critics and the numbers are a little low, but, we'll discuss.
Another one of these movies where they've taken a holiday or a special day in this case, not a holiday, but, and, made a horror film out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always fun. Always fun. This one in particular, I thought was quite fun. Did you see this in the theater? I was going to ask you that because I don't think we knew each other yet. 86.
No, I did not.
I did. I'll see it.
Yeah, this is one of the ones Gary and I have mentioned before. We both famously, and I say famously because I didn't have the right word to say there. We both worked in video stores back in the day when video stores were the place to be.
Right.
So I watched a lot of films because I got them for free, and April Fool's Day was one of them. And it's one that always stuck with me. I always thought this was a well constructed film, and as you stated, it's basically an interpretation of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, or otherwise known as 10 Little Indians. I think they changed the title from time to time. I actually saw it also as I think called Mousetrap when it was a play, which I've seen the play live, and it's a fascinating story. It's been done multiple times. John Cusack did a movie based on this too, Gary, if you remember.
I can't think of the name of it offhand.
I mean, yeah. It might be called 10 Little Indians. I don't remember. Gary will look it up and put it in post. But
yeah,
that's not
the name of it, but yeah.
It's based on the same Agatha Christie story where a bunch of people are trapped and they'll get murdered one by one. So there's that. I do have a critic response I'll read, or critic review I'll read real quick, Gary, if you're interested.
Yes.
With, again, a guy I've used before, Mike Massey, from a blog called Gone with the Twins. He says, updating the famous Agatha Christie tale with adolescent tricks, sexual innuendo, wrestling under the bedsheets, and bloody violence, the film maintains moderate interest. I think it's a fair criticism. I like the film a little more than he puts in there, but I think that's a fair assessment of the film.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, I mean, looking back, I made a note of this. The reason that I remember this being in the theater that I saw it, because if I was at home, you'd be able to freeze frame.
Yeah.
And I specifically remember being in the theater and seeing the scene where I think it's Tom Wilson that walks in on the couple that's in bed.
Yes.
And they've got this whole thing going on where their limbs are everywhere. And like a game of Twister gone wrong. And yeah.
True. That's true.
Or right, depending on how you look at it. But
That's fair.
But I remember in the theater, because I was like, that seemed like there were more limbs than is possible that scene. And so that always stuck with me after seeing it, because I was like, you know, and then eventually seeing it on video, you can pause it and they go, oh, okay, well, that does make sense. It doesn't look super comfortable, but yeah. There are 1, 2, 3. Yep. There's two people. All right. I thought there might be an extra arm or something in there. But anyway, I did remember that scene and I was actually kind of surprised, to be honest, how much of the movie I did recall.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't think I saw it very many times. Maybe once in the video, definitely in the theater. I don't remember watching it a bunch.
No, I agree. I don't want to gloss over the Tom Wilson, who we famously know as Biff, right?
Yes.
From the Back to the Future films. So that was interesting to see him in that.
And real quick, on the Tom Wilson note, you're on YouTube watching this. You should check out his YouTube channel. He does some, little documentary stuff kind of on his own about his family, about different things. And he's really fun. He's a comedian also, very talented guy.
And he does the song too, right?
Stop asking me the question.
Yeah, yeah. That's fun. I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah. Very funny. And
when I'm flying in a plane or I'm on the street, there's a lot of famous people that I like to meet. They shake my hand and never ask my name, and they start asking questions that are always the same. Hey, what's Michael J. Fox like? He's nice. What's Michael J. Fox like? Nice guy. What's Michael J. Fox like? He's an alien. Stop asking me the question.
And anybody should just go check out his channel. I think his stuff's really, really good. I just enjoy watching his videos. But anyway, so it was nice to see him in this, because I totally forgot he was in it completely when he came up on
stage. I did too. I absolutely did too. But back to the film, you know, this is one. This is a probably more of a guilty pleasure for me. I still enjoyed this film. I literally just finished watching before we started recording tonight, so it's very fresh in my mind. And I don't have a lot of notes because I sat there and just really enjoyed the film. It's a fun watch. Let me look at the notes I have here. Nothing of note, just a couple little things I thought make sure to mention Biff.
Yeah.
But it's a fun film. But again, I've seen the play. I've seen this movie but different ways. Kudos to Agatha Christie. She wrote a great, great, intriguing little story. And this is just a really good take on it. I think it's a very original idea, the way she pulled this off, the way she does all this stuff. I would tell anybody to watch this film. If you're a horror fan, you should watch this. Mm-hmm. At least once, just so you can see that it's a great snapshot of the time,
right?
1986. That's one of the great things about going back and watching things in retroactively going back and watching them. It's just a blast to see some of the snapshots of time,
yeah,
and somewhat takes us back to those. I remember those times. I remember the high top Reeboks and whatnot. I do have one question though, Gary, and I didn't look it up, and maybe you would know this, or maybe you could, I don't know, look it up or not. I don't really care, but I was just curious. There's a scene where Arch, Tom Wilson, gets ensnarled in a rope trap. And I'm trying not to give anything away because I want people to watch it. I don't want to spoil it. Mm-hmm. And he gets pulled up in the air, like, mm-hmm. you know, like a trap. Would that really work, do you think?
That works probably just as well as quicksand does in movies. I have okay. no idea. I actually have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I watched it and just out of my curiosity, I was like, I don't know how that would work. I mean, it would really work. Like what kind of, you know, you look at somebody's probably weighing close to 200 pounds and that thing's got to be strong enough to pull him up in the air by his ankle and not like it's a tree branch. It's going to probably snap. Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Hey, who knows?
And wouldn't you have stumbled upon the rope hanging down?
Right.
So you don't step on that.
Why is that weird branch or whatever is holding? Like,
yeah, that red. Why is that bent way over and there's a rope hanging off of it? I better not step here. I mean, that's stupid. But I mean, that's the stuff that's possible in my mind. I'm like, could that really happen? So anyway, I don't know. I'll finish eating my Sour Patch Kids and go back to it.
I've got a note here that now that you mentioned you don't really want to spoil it for anybody, I don't know if I want to say anything about it.
I don't. I want people to watch it. If you haven't seen this movie, go watch it.
I think it's worth it. I think it's funny. It's got a lot of funny moments to it. It does have the slasher element. You know, there's
a little twist in it.
It's got a nice little twist thing going in it. I'm looking at my note. I'm just trying to figure out, is there a way that I could say it without saying it?
Yeah, let's not spoil. Again,
I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
I mean, I'm talking to the people that are like our daughter's ages, Gary, because you know they've never seen this. And it's like, you know, you want a fun movie. If you guys want to do like an 80s theme party, put this movie in and watch it with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to laugh a little bit, but it's a good film. Well done.
Yeah, I saw a lot of the reviews where people talking about that the ending seemed like telegraphed or something, or that the twist wasn't good enough for like to make it that great of him. There wasn't a good movie. It was just mediocre with that ending. Yeah. I can't say that I saw it. I know I didn't see it coming in the theater for sure, but
yeah, not when I saw it the first time. I didn't see it coming.
We get back to that thing where we talk about critics and how sometimes, man, just sit back and have fun watching something. This doesn't require a whole lot of you as a viewer other than to just follow along with the story. I still like it. I would consider, you know, I'm not going to turn around and watch this again next week or anything, but you know, in a few years, if somebody wanted to see it, or if I would just sit around maybe on April Fool's Day that comes up and I think about the movie, I'm going to watch it again. I enjoyed seeing it again. And for me, it still holds up also. So
yeah,
that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I agree. This is one like I would literally suggest if my daughter and I were sitting down to watch a horror film, she wanted to watch something different. I would suggest this in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for the fun of it.
And please leave a little click like down there, man. It really would help us out. We're trying to get seen by more people, and comment and let us know if you saw April Fool's Day and does it hold out for you or hold up.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you haven't seen it, go see it. And then
watch it on our recommendation and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Take it for a couple of April Fools.
And we could pay.
Please end it on that.
Okay. let's end in a freeze frame. I had to look though.
This has been a Touch of Madness production, brought to you by the creative minds at Tommy Twins Media.